Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. Hello there. Hi, 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 hi. What's going on? Well, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick Timpone. That's me, and you know who you are, so we can get this rocket ship going, or rocket ship is not a good word. I don't feel much like a rocket ship, do you? Whatever. Here's our phone number. If you'd like to join the show this morning, you can do it at any time. It is 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Have my little computer right in front of me with my blue light. Oh, I need to turn my blue light off. See if I can do that. Blue light. Well, it's Open Phone Friday. And we just kind of hang around here for a couple of hours, talk to you on One Radio Network, and you can appreciate any time at all. What did I say? I can't do two things at once. Let me do this. Okay. Automatic type for health, save and close. Oh, it must be on. There's a cool little program called Iris. And you can download this. It's free, I think, or I think I pay $10 a year or something. And it takes the blue light off of your computer. But I think Adam said that wasn't a terrible thing anyway during the day. It's hard for me to keep up with this stuff, but whatever. Adam's going to be here on Monday. How about that? And then he's going to be here on the third Monday, because we love him so much, he has agreed to do it twice a month. We may do something that's a little bit different on the middle of the month. We'll talk to him and see. I don't know, maybe we'll come up with some specific subjects or dig deeper into things, or I don't. Just thinking out loud here, folks. Well, it's a beautiful day. It's January for the 4th, and it's 2019. And we've been getting some Dripping Springs Chamber of Commerce weather at 65 degrees and sunny skies. And during the day, no wind, and 30 degrees at night, which is pretty cool because you can get under the comforter, and that's great. And then wake up, and it's about 40 right now, but it's going to get up to 60, 65 maybe. Wow. So I've been doing, I like to experiment with this body. We get a new body every lifetime, so that's kind of fun. So each lifetime you can experiment with the one you have, which is what generally people do. Only most souls don't know they're experimenting, right? And you and I, we've done this for millions, thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lifetimes. Well, we were experimenting with our body, but we really didn't know it. Right? So we incarnate in some time, I don't know, 1412, when they, I don't know, whatever they ate back then. And 4th century. Yeah, then we'd live so long, and then, you know, we would die, and then we didn't, nobody knew why, and you just died. And so we were essentially experimenting with the, we were unconscious of our experimentation. See, if there would have been somebody around during the time of King Henry, when you and I were probably around, somebody would have said, yeah, if you eat too much of this stuff, you're going to get gout or something. You're only going to live to 40. People didn't live a long time. Wonder why that is. Well, you know, they had indoor, you know, odd houses, and God knows their water system, and but they ate natural foods. I mean, King Henry, they had big ducks and deer and stuff like that. Had a lot of sex. That generally probably won't kill you. I'm not sure why they died so very young. Does anybody know? Maybe too much? No, I don't think you can't have too much sex. No, I don't think so. Well, of course you can. I mean, you know, for girls, well, should we get into this? Well, we can. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but. So here's the deal. You want a little birds and the bees? This is my take on the whole thing. This could be totally, absolutely wrong. So I just make this stuff up as I go. Well, I mean, I thought about it, written about it in my book and that, but sexual, oh boy, it's so interesting to see what goes on in our culture today regarding sexuality. I mean, it's just really strange, really bonkers. Pretty bonkers. And what the movies call love is, in my opinion, is just really lust. Most of the time. There's some real love things going on with some good movies. But, you know, most of it is, you know, just lusty. 50 Shades and all that. I didn't see that, but I've heard. Saw the trailer one time. You know, 50 Shades of whatever, and then 40 Shades of this. And it's all kind of lusty stuff. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what lust is, but you know what they say about pornography. I'm not sure what it is, but I know it when I see it. That famous line, whoever said that. I think the same thing could be said for lust. And it's not like a sin or anything, because there's no such thing as sin. There's really no entity, in my opinion, out there taking notes, and you get good points and bad points other than karma. The whole idea behind these wonky things in the mind, there's a word for it, aberrations of the mind, which would be like vanity and attachment and lust and greed and anger. I think those are the five main guys. I used to have a little word thing for that, but I think, yeah, lust, anger, greed. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, and vanity. Something like that. So when we souls lose our heads or get into our heads and you know, get involved with some of those actions, which we all have in lifetimes and lifetimes, haven't we? Sure. Also this lifetime. That what that does is essentially takes our focus off of what's real, which is God, right? Divine Spirit. That's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people take these things to mean, oh, there's some dude that's saying, you know, the religionists then have taken that idea that if you get lusty and anger and greedy and stuff like that, then it's a sin, and then you're going to go to hell. And you know, that's their take on karma, which is fine. Hey, I don't criticize other religions, any religion. So that's what a lot of the religions have done, taken the idea of the real thing, what's really going on, karma, and they turned it into sin. And in my opinion, it's pretty much a control thing. So come back to me and, you know, read this and, by the way, chip in a little bit and you can confess your sins to me and all that stuff. Anyway, so back in the day, long, long ago, and this is from some of the spiritual texts that are ancient that I have read, long, long ago, and I don't know how long ago they did this kind of thing, but when a man and a woman were going to procreate, have a baby, you know, for those of you in Omaha, just kidding, procreate a child, they would actually do it under the supervision of a spiritual master. The idea that you would go through some training, spiritual training, to connect with the other person on a spiritual level, not just physical, to the spiritual level connection where the real intimacy takes place, in my opinion, and then you would that actually have intercourse where the seed goes in there and you can, then you make a little body and a soul pops in, and that's how it was done. During many different eras in planet Earth's history, but only to those who were kind of tuned into that. I mean, not a lot of people. This all stuff was taught underground. It's not like you had the internet or TV or books or anything. It was all taught underground by word of mouth. And the religion de jure, if you get my drift, the religion de jure, I didn't like this kind of stuff because it was, you know, it was a cattywampus of what they taught, right? Most of the religionists, regardless of what they were and how long ago, thousands, millions of years, who knows? I'm sure cave guys had their own little religion as well. If we ever lived in a cave, I don't know. I don't remember. Do you? I don't remember. I don't remember a cave thing. I don't remember that. But yeah, so they like to talk the whole sin thing up, and then that's why they could control the people through guilt and fear, and you need me to, you know, as a go-between between you and God, and the whole thing. A lot of religions do that, and they still do it today, and it's great, it's fine if that's what you want to do. Nothing wrong with it. It's all the same. It's all God, and it's fine. So I'm not criticizing it. But so so this all this was taught underground, and it had to be, because a lot of times if they found out some guy was up in the mountains, Lhotse or some spiritual master, Zarathustra and some of the other people teaching these things way back when, well, it happened to Jesus, and I don't know if they gave Buddha a hard time, but they kill you, you know. It's just they like it, you know. It's kind of like Andy Goss talks about the four presidents that messed with the money supply. They tried to kill him or did kill him: McKinley, Lincoln, Kennedy, you know, the whole crowd, right? So that's what the power de jure generally does when they find people that are doing stuff that's contrary to what they teach. Anyway, so to the sex thing, so the idea was that, I think we got on this because I was just kind of being silly, saying too much sex won't kill you. But that's where the whole idea of Montauk Chia and a lot of these other people and Tantra and all that stuff, the Taoist, and that's where all this comes from. It's the idea of you can fool around as much as you want, and it's just that that when the man ejaculates, that it's a huge, you know, huge push of energy. And probably wouldn't want to do that every day for the rest of your life. You know, you turn into a, I don't know, probably a noodle. I guess some people do. Some guys do when they're 20 or something like that. And I'm sure it's fine. But so the idea is that, the basic idea is that the man would not ejaculate at all unless they were going to make a little body, procreate a child. Learn how to do that. And then the good part for you gals, when that happens, if you have that paradigm going, is that the woman can have multiple, quintuple, kabillions of orgasms every day if you want. And those are very, very healing for the woman. And there's this whole spiritual, beautiful thing that goes on that is taught. It's not taught in Eckankar at all. This is just things that I picked up through, you know, I'm kind of stretching out the idea. The Taoist and the Taoist, that I've read a lot of the Taoist stuff on it. And the whole idea is then as the woman has more orgasms because the man is not ejaculating, so you can just make love as long as you want. I mean, actual intercourse as long as you want. And then woman can have more and more and more and more orgasms, better and better and better. And that's a very healing thing for the woman, so say the Taoist. So, and I studied that over the years, and I thought, well, that's very cool, because it almost plays into the same thing that I've learned in some of the Eck works, where the Eck masters, they would actually facilitate the getting together of people, and where they would, when they would make a baby, it'd be a very special kind of a spiritual occasion. So that kind of fits in with that. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Dr. Wong, I think a really cool guy, if you'd like to read more about this, is Stephen Chang, Chang. He has a book called The Tao of Sexology. And it's really cool. It's a great book. Also, The Book of Internal Exercises by Dr. Stephen Chang. And you can study a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of the current people that teach this stuff, like Mantak Chi and some of the other people, this is where they get all this stuff. So I would rather go know the source kind of thing. And then the idea in the Taoist tradition then is that when the man does not ejaculate, well, then you then also help to heal your body, because you're circulating the qi, divine spirit, that energy, circulating it, and to keep you younger, you circulate it rather than to disperse it to make a little baby body. Which makes sense, right? It makes a lot of sense. In theory, I think I've read that there's a whole lot of nutrients, mountains of nutrients in a little spermy thing. Well, there's our birds and the bees for today. I hope you didn't blush and you're doing okay. Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. It's Open Phone Friday, January 4th. I think it's fair to say that most of us would like to have more energy to do what we do. We recently talked with Living Streams' Wayne Blakely about this idea. So the body's set up to get rid of pathogens or toxins if it has the bacteria or the biome? The
bacteria and the nutrients is what it does. What the digestive is. It's 70 to 80% of your immune system, your digestive tract. Backup systems are your antibodies. That's when everything else fails. And the primary system is your digestive tract.
If the digestive system is so compromised because of all, whatever, glyphosates, antibiotics, and all the things we stress and bad food and whatever, then the body will produce antibodies to try to protect it from assaults?
That when it gets overgrown, instead of balancing the body like it's supposed to, it gets into a critical stage where the antibody starts to reduce. And there's when your body creates an antibody, it takes more energy to create an antibody than any other function of the body. It has to create it from scratch. The antibodies are working overtime on everybody. That's why everybody's so tired all the time. That's one of the reasons.
Could be one of the reasons why many people, including Patrick, feels better and has more energy taking these Living Streams probiotics. If you'd like to learn more, you can call Marilyn at 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981 with Living Streams. She'll give you some particular information about various probiotics in the Living Streams corral of products, and they're all in our store on OneRadioNetwork.com. I don't mind telling you, I'm taking a lot of these dudes, and I like them. We put them in our water. We put a half gallon into Ken Rolla's Vitalizer Plus that you can get in our store. It's really a nice unit. It makes this little tornado kind of a, what do you call that thing? Tornado and whatever. You know, those things coming to ground. And it makes it right there in the center of the Vitalizer. And then it also gets minerals from the mineral cube. And then we put the multi-blend and also the Bifido. Maybe then a squirt of a maybe C60 or the perfect molecule, which is C60. And, you can put something else in there too if you want. And then structure it up. And then have a glass of water with each meal. And then I also then put some extra, like I did this morning, I'll put an extra couple squirts of multi-blend. I don't think you can get too much of this stuff. It doesn't feel like it to me. It really doesn't. My elimination is like, whoa, better than it's been probably any time in my life, which is pretty trippy when you think about it. I've been around the sun 72 years or so.
Gold was first discovered more than 3,000 years ago and has been a store of value for thousands of years. It was used in the United States from the 1790s through the 1930s to mint our money. Today, original examples of these American coins are sought after by both investors and collectors. We are U.S. Gold Coins. Call us today to learn more about how you can acquire physical, early American gold and silver coins. Call us at 1-800-468-2646. USGoldCoins.com.
Well, after going down 600 points yesterday, as you started to have a glass of apple cider vinegar or scotch, depending on your stocks, your 401k, don't worry, it's back up 450 points today. Jobs report came out, expecting 184,000 jobs for December, 300,000+ jobs, massive amount of jobs in December in this country. Pretty interesting. Big jobs report. And then also wages were reported up more than it has been for since 2009. And more manufacturing jobs. So a lot of jobs. A lot of jobs. People who want jobs can go to work. Anyway, so because of that, the market is back up this morning after being down 600 points, 454. It's crazy. Gold, so the dollar is up and the market's up. And when the dollar is up, then gold goes down. So gold is down $15 today. Silver is down 10 cents. We'll scroll down and see the dollar. Yeah, the dollar is up and crude oil is up. We're not going to buy any oil, are we? No, I don't think we're buying any oil. Trying to cut down on oil. I got to sneeze. All right, I'm just going to move forward. So happy new you. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. Happy new you from One Radio Network. Open phone Friday. quick little plug here for the aloe product. They've been having kind of a slow couple weeks because of the holidays, and they have to be very careful on shipping this fresh frozen aloe. Comes in half-gallon containers. Half-gallon? I think that's right. Yeah, it's not a gallon. Yeah, half-gallon. Minimum two. And so you can go on the Aloe link on One Radio Network. You can see it right up top there. And just click on that little puppy. And that'll take you right to the place to get two of them. The men. And plus a bonus Youth Derm Aloe Cream. And then you can mix the pearl seam with that. And you'll be so cute. You won't even be able to go outside without the boys and girls just... trying to pick you up at the Whole Foods market. Aloe. And so, but you could order today. I'm going to order some today, and then they will ship it on Monday if you order on Friday. And so it'll get there probably Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. So they're really cool the way they do it. They're very, very in tune with the shipping thing. It's a great product. It's just the fillet of the aloe. That's it. Nothing else. And they freeze it right away. And then you just thaw it out little by little and drink it. And boy, you talk about, I think you just take aloe every day the rest of your life, really. I think it really helps keep your skin smooth and creamy. And there's so many benefits with aloe. You can just ask Dr. Google, just put in their benefits of aloe vera, and you'll buy a lot if you want. It's right on the front page of our site. So happy new you from Sharon, who still works with us.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground,
Patrick.
There's a lot to be learned, so look around.
And Miss Doodle. And also from Adam Bergstrom.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant?
Whoops.
Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant.
Yeah. Oh.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Francis Albert Sinatra, and so we have high hopes for very prosperous, healthy, cool, fun, outrageous 2019 for you and your family. From all of us here at OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Hey, it really did. It could,
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It got out of hand. Boy, you drink that bubbly stuff, you could just, things could go, you know. Yeah, I mean, things could go crazy. So here's our phone number if you care to join us. Most people email, because you're shy, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. But the phone number, 888-663-6386. Adam Bergstrom is there. Hi, Adam. Adam Bergstrom says, computer sex is called 50 Shades of Blue. That's great. I like it. Good for you. It's a good one. Happy 2019 and happy new you. Adam Bergstrom will be here on Monday. No telling what kind of trouble we'll get into. Paul writes in from the UK. So how do we as a man disperse the sexual energy in a pleasing to God, not hurting anyone kind of way? Oh, okay. You got to explain more what you're saying. Disperse the sexual energy in a pleasing to God, not hurting anyway kind of way. Disperse it. You mean spread it around without looking for love in all the wrong places? Is that what you're asking, Paul? Maybe you kind of clarify a little bit. You know, it's my theory on sexual energy and this kind of energy and all that. I think it's just energy. And I think that we get more sexual energy when we think about it. And when we don't think about it, you know, the energy is just there. I don't think it builds up. I think that's a fake news, or I think it's a myth, because I don't believe that most people understand how energy works. You know, energy just is, right? Energy just is. And so if we're calling energy divine spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, or whatever, there's been a zillion words for the Holy Spirit. Let's Google it for fun. Okay, what are some terms used for, so let's say divine spirit. Okay, let's just see what comes up. What is the meaning of divine spirit? What is meant by seven spirits? Divine synonyms and divine antonyms. Oh, that's just a synonym for divine. They don't have them. I thought they'd have a bunch of them. No. Anyway, you've heard a lot of the words. Okay, so where was I? All right. Sometimes I just get carried away with this stuff because it's so much fun. So spirit, divine spirit just is, right? It's like everywhere. This is what everything is made out of. The trees I see outside and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and Doodle and Patrick and you. We're all our essence, who we are, our soul. That is divine spirit. That's that spark of God. Because divine spirit is just how God manifests itself in physical reality through sound and light in a pure form. Sound and light, in the beginning was the word, sound. So this energy just is. There's just an abundance. I mean, it just is. It's everywhere. And we can use and take and, I don't know if take's a good word, but we can utilize as much of this energy as we want. The only difference in the amount of power, healing power or thinking power or loving power or whatever kind of power you want to call it, the only difference in that with each person is the amount of power or energy that they believe they have and they accept and they use. And the more you accept it and the more you use it, the more it's there and the more it works. And that's really just the way it's set up. It's a God thing. It's just a God thing. So, I don't know. There's different chakras and there's certainly a sexual chakra, but I don't know. I think that that energy is just there, and when it's aroused through touch or just an intimacy with another soul on the spiritual level, become more intimate, then that, you know, the body then can react in a more sexual energy way, or somebody would, you know, see a film or, you know, read some, you know what I mean? I don't think it kind of stores up down. The only reason it would kind of store up down there, the people get, I got too much sexual energy, don't know what to do with it. It's simply because you're a state of consciousness. So you just take your mind off it and put it somewhere else, or take your soul, who you are, soul, just put it somewhere else, And then you'll notice that it's not there. But you'll say, no, it is there. Well, the reason it's there because you went back and thought about it again. So if you don't think about it, it's not there. And then if you want to look at it another way, in the Tantra way, which I again think that they're still a little bit off on it, is you can say, okay, well, you know, Patrick's crazy. I think there is sexual energy that's different. Well, it's not. Spirit is spirit. It's just like, it doesn't get split up. But go ahead and say that. And then the way to do it, you exercise and breathe, and you can picture the energy just flowing around in your body, and it's making you younger and healthier and stronger, just like it does for the ladies when they have a lot of orgasms. The same principle. And it's just all energy anyway. It's just all God stuff anyway. It's just God particles. Patrick, which one of your guests should I call who can refer me to an outlet for cell phone covers so I'm protected from the vibes when I carry it? I would email Ken Rolla's place, Fresh and Alive. Also, you might go on our website and check on the Blue Shield and email Brandon Amalani. I think he's onto some stuff like that. He certainly is with the Blue Shield. So I think those would be two good places to start. There's also one phone. Oh, man, and I don't know the name of it. I'll email my Ayurvedic doctor. He said there's one phone, one company out there that's got two different models that all the stuff from the cell phone tower to the phone goes away from you. And if you hold it, you know, not put it up to your ear, you can even put it up to your ear if you wanted to, it goes the other way, which is pretty cool. And I'll get that for you. Next time I'll email them and have them give you the name of that one. But then there's a lot of contraptions, you know, that blocks things and all of that. And, you know, I'm not sure about them. Since I don't really use one. I have one in my car just in case. Don't even know the number. That's 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It is open phone Friday, January 4, 2019. Got a curious email from Janice this morning. Patrick, I listened to the show with that Adonis man. I really had the feeling that you're a bit more spiritually evolved than you exhibited yesterday. I mean, do you really believe this Adonis guy is real? Enjoy the show, Janice. Okay, well, what's real? You really have to answer that question, Janice, before anything. I mean, what is real? Or are you using the term real of, I don't know, if we see it out here, in physical reality, then it's real. Yeah, I don't. For me, I don't really care exactly how it works, or exactly how it comes from, or exactly how he does it, or exactly if this Adranus state of consciousness is separate from Brad's. And I don't think anybody's separate anyway. I think it's all one state of consciousness. So, yeah, I mean, it's, to me, the only thing that matters is what he says and his message. And it's really good stuff, I think. I think it's great stuff. I think it's valuable than 98% of the stuff you hear out there on television or on radio today, more valuable. He's a pretty evolved. And it was funny, you know, Brad Johnson said that he was told that it was like himself 300 years from now. And since there's only now, he's just tapping into, yeah, I mean, you know, who knows exactly how it works. But I think the important thing is it's the message. That's all. You know, I wouldn't pick it apart and, you know, get too persnickety over it. This is Open Phone Friday. Happy New You. Woo. Happy New You. So I was kind of, before I got sidetracked when I talked about sexuality, I was talking about, isn't that interesting how when you use the mind, how it can go from this to that and that. See how it works? That's how it does it. Anyway, so I was talking about how I like to experiment with this body. It's just kind of fun, just something to do and learn and things I can share with you and write about and who knows where it takes you. I don't have any really hard, fast goals that I want to live to 120 revolutions or anything. I don't really care. I'm just here as long as I can be useful to spirit and, I'll stick around as long as I'm needed, as long as I can do something that's productive and help others. I mean, I'm in, whether that's 80, 90, 100, 200 revolutions. Frankly, I think we can live as long as we need to. And I think the term want and need, at that level, they get to be, that fine line gets to be blurred. They become one thing. Want and need, just like I believe that divine will and your will and our will are the same thing. We can be what we want, we can do what we want. Just so we don't get in anybody's face and take their stuff. Those are the two laws, right? Don't get in anybody's face and encroach on them or take their stuff. Pretty easy. The two laws, Richard Mayberry. Richard Mayberry has a more eloquent way of saying it, which are 13 words. Do all you have agreed to do and do not encroach on other persons are their property. Oh, so I only have the second part when I say, don't get in their face and don't take their stuff. That's the second part. Do not encroach on other persons or their property. And the first part is do all you have agreed to do. Very important. So those are the basis for common law. First part is, I used to know the two things, common law and tort law and whatever. That's what the whole English thing was built on, those two laws. Do all you have agreed to do and don't get in anybody's face or take their stuff. So getting to the experiment. So a week ago, I started to take, just for fun, just to see what I would see. Because at One Radio Network, we use the axiom, the proof is in the pudding. The actual term is the proof is in the tasting of the pudding, but we shorten it up. Proof is in the pudding. So the only way you really know how something affects you or not, one, if you allow it to affect you, and then two would be to experience it. And then we say, oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Boy, I eat that, and man, I get pimple on my nose every time. Or I eat that, and my knees creak. Whoa. Or I eat this, and wow. So that's the way we kind of encourage people, you and I, to kind of figure out what to eat. These days, I'm a dietary schizophrenic. I don't know about you. I'm just, Ooh, man, I'm all over the place. It's kind of fun, because it's fun to eat a lot of different stuff. I really am. And I can just, I don't even know how folks can kind of glob onto one, maybe I will someday, and glob onto one food group, you know, like raw food or vegan or paleo or keto or whatever. It works for a lot of people. I don't know if it's sustainable. But if it works for 5 or 10 years, who cares? You know, because nobody cares, you know, what you eat. But I think a good way, we mentioned it before, is to just write it down. Write down what you eat. And just, you know, compare all the important stuff in life. You have enough energy to do what you want to do? Does your skin look good? Are your eyes bright and shiny? Your hair feels good? Slicky? Your libido is fine when you start thinking about or blah, blah, blah around sexual things. Everybody's happy and everybody's working. Important. Your sleep, digestion, elimination. You know, look at all those kinds of things. Mental clarity, ability to detach yourself from the craziness of the world. These are all important things. A lot of foods will, you know, just make you, you know, it'll just trigger the brain-mind thing and just to do weird things. Just like some drugs will make people feel more paranoid or something. They buy into a paranoid thought more under the influence, whatever. So that's really a good way to just write it down. So about a week ago, I started to do a tablespoon of castor oil. I like Phil Thomas's organic castor oil from Iodine Source on her website. That's where I get mine. It's the best. And what I do is I take you ever see one of those big spoons that you get in a silverware set? That nobody ever uses. I think they're the basic soup spoon. They're just like huge, right? You've seen those? Well, what I do is I set that pumpkin on the counter and put a dish towel underneath the handle so it's kind of even. Otherwise, it'll spill out. Take a big, I don't even measure the castor oil because I don't think you get too much of that. I'll put a big glob of that in, probably a little more than a tablespoon. And then I do measure the pure gum spirits of turpentine. Our favorite is Diamond G Forest products through Amazon. We know the source there. We've talked to that man, and all he does is tap a tree and distill it, and boom, that's what it is. It's an essential oil. You don't want to use turpentine you get at the Home Depot. That's, I don't know what it is. It's just pure, 100% pure gum spirits of turpentine. Anyway, so there's a lot of benefits that have been said, especially by Dr. Jennifer Daniels. And you go on YouTube, and boy, she really let the tube out of the, or the toothpaste out of the tube on that one. There's so many videos on turpentine on YouTube, and they all mention Dr. Jennifer Daniels. They probably heard them here 3 or 4 years ago. Which is great. We love it. Anyway, so I do a teaspoon first thing in the morning, and I did it for, I guess, 7 days in a row. So I think I'm going to skip a couple days and then do it again. I don't know why. I'm just, I don't have anything that needs fixing. Knock on wood. Knock on my head. I thought, maybe there's some unwanted characters running about. They, Doug and Mel, that's who they are. You know, they, Doug and Mel. Doug and Mel says that people with pets generally have parasites because They have pets. You rub your noses like Eskimos, I do with Doodle, and maybe, I who knows. But I mean, I don't have any symptoms, but, and I think the immune system gets most of these guys anyway, and I feel mine's strong. I do Shaga and Rishi from Daniel Vitalis, and a couple things from Shen Blossom, and started taking some maca. All immune boosters. Anyway, so I just start doing it. I really haven't felt much, and that's pretty weird, isn't it? A teaspoon every day for 7 days. I feel really good. I don't know if I can say honestly that I feel more energy or more awareness than a week ago. Maybe so, come to think of it. So, yeah, there's a lot of folks on, and we could talk to Dr. Daniels about it, a lot of folks on YouTube that claim that they do get a lot more clarity, and it cleans out the cobwebs. And I was watching one fellow last night, just kind of dinking around since I've been taking it this last week. He was pretty fun. And raw food vegan guy. God love him. He really should eat some food. You see, he looks like he's ready to blow away. But he was fun. I mean, you know. Anyway, so he said that he did it for 42 days, a teaspoon, and that he claims that it decalcified his pineal gland. I don't know how he came up with that. But he said that he starts seeing the future and his girlfriends and his past lives and stuff. I don't know if that was turpentine or who knows. But that's what he says anyway. So he was fun. What'd we do without YouTube? Adam Bergstrom says the yogis called sexual and procreative mastery telogamy. Telogamy applied heredity. What the heck does that mean? Tune in Monday and Adam Bergstrom will explain telogamy applied heredity. Samson's X-Men powers were deeply created by his father Manoa and mother practicing telogamy. Okay, so we're going to learn about telogamy. Don't tell us now, Adam. We're going to learn about telogamy on Monday. See, we hooked you in. Water, 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 water. Open Phone Friday, January 4, 2019. If you'd like to be on the show, a couple ways to do it. We have a phone here, 888-663-6386. Tell us how you are going to be more prosperous, happy, healthy in 2019. You got a plan? Call us and let us know. No plan? Well, don't have a plan. I understand.
Hey, Patrick. Peter from Rhode Island. How you doing?
Rhode Island, is that state up there in the northeast?
I was off the sulfur for a while because I was traveling, and I just fell away from it. And then for the past 3 or 4 days, I've been taking it again, and my dreams are like through the roof. It's sort of like I can't wait to fall asleep to dream. It's just crazy dreams. I mean, they're all sort of creative and wonderful, but the vivid dreams are just, I'd forgotten how vivid, you know, your dreams are when you're taking this stuff. And I hadn't been for, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that. And then all of a sudden, for the past 3 days, I've been taking it again. And it's just like, whoa, that's cool. I really enjoy it. So.
That's great. Now, we can't guarantee that your dream experiences, which we believe are real as this, are going to be fun, creative, vivid, and all the rest of it like Peter. But even if it does nothing else, sulfur, and we know it does, understanding your dreams, remembering them more clearly would be worth the price of admission. You can click and order pure organic sulfur right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. You know, that's so very true, Patrick. I'm glad you said that. In our experience, and we know, even though we can't prove it, but I don't care, is that the dream world is actually more real than this one. So the more we can remember of our experiences there, the more we can learn from them. And if sulfur helps you do it, well, then so be it. It's worth whatever, 3 months supply, $80, the good stuff. Click right at the top front page. We got it all over there. Sulfur. No excipients. No, it's not like, that's not like migrants. No. Oh, gosh. No. No excipients. Sulfur. You know, one of the ways that helps to have your skin kind of soft and velvety and not get crinkly is good oils. Now, there are oil, and there are oil, and there's oil. And unfortunately, for most of the world, most of the oil that's sold out there, even at the hippie food store, got a lot of them, is just not good because of the way it's processed. The cold press thing is actually just a made-up term that I don't think it means anything. They just put it cold pressed. And then they put them in clear bottles. And so the light oxidizes them. And it's just not good. Yeah, it's not good. A lot of those things do the whole yellow fat thing Adams talks about and gets stuck in your liver, can cause little brown spots on your face. PUFAs, commonly known as PUFAs. Now, some of Andrea seed oils may come under the PUFA category, which stands for polyunsaturated fatty acids. I don't know which ones do, but if they do, it's not the same thing as all the rest of the PUFAs. Because this is the real deal. This is, he has presses that are virtually, I don't think there's any heat, hardly any friction. So the oxidation value is like, barely even exists. So if you're going to do oil, this is the real deal. Andreas Signature Oil Collection. And it is about 5 or 6 different oils. By memory here, coriander oil, flaxseed oil, hemp oil, sunflower oil, black sesame seed oil, black cumin seed oil, pumpkin seed oil. Whew. Wow. Sunflower you can use on your face. Very, very nice. You can put any of these on your face, I guess. If I had any kind of a prostate thing going on, like some of you may have, you know, definitely I would pony up on that pumpkin seed oil that's been traditionally used for prostate stuff. I think it's got a lot of zinc in it, pumpkin seed oil. Coriander is really a lovely oil. So explore them. The front page of One Radio Network, Andrea's Signature Oil Collection. Hold on, caller. You're up next. Hold right there. Let me finish up with this. So, these are really, really nice. They tested two of them, one or two of them, and there's virtually zero oxidation. And they're in Myron glass, so the shelf life is out of control. You know, you don't want to sit them out in the sun. Andreas Seed Oils Collection. You're not going to find oils like this anywhere on the planet. Nope, these are the real deal, baby. Gonna go to the phones right after this.
There's a new world coming.
Happy New You.
And it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new world.
Happy New You from OneRadioNetwork.com from Sharon, my little angel elf helper, and Doodle, who's lying right here. She's my emotional service dog support, and Patrick. Open Phone Friday, January 4, 2019. Okay. Good morning on the phone. Who might this be?